This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, hi, hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
I love blue.
And this may take a little while. Good evening to Don.
Lay it right down there on the table.
So sorry that wasn't on TV.
Keep going.
You were wrong, and I love it. Come to me and educate yourself. Not today, brother! I know more than him, and I'm older than him. If you're not prepared, that's what happens to you. Lose this clown. Lose him.
Wow. Don, when you hear this stuff, do you ever wonder about yourself?
No, that one, usually I'm embarrassed. This one, I'm really entertained by it. I really enjoyed that immensely. Usually I black out during them, so I don't know what's going on, and I listen back. I'm like, oh, my God, that's not me. That wasn't really me. I loved every second of that while it was happening. And I will relive it more than once.
Can I just get a couple, just one more time? The best ones, Anthony.
Come to me and educate yourself. Not today, brother! Lay it right down there on the table. If you're not prepared, that's what happens to you.
You know what happened there, Don? I mean, Michael?
What?
Don went into like full, I believe, I'm being serious, I think he was channeling wrestling. I think he was going like full-blown Ric Flair. He was cutting a promo right there.
Come to me and educate yourself.
That's savage. Come to me and educate yourself. Not today, brother.
Well, I told you that I spent Father's Day with my brother, and he was giving me some of the lingo to use on the show, like a shoot. And I already knew the work. I knew work. But the not today, brother, was Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Did he just call him Snooker? Isn't it?
He called him Superfly Snuka. That's right.
Snuka.
No, it's not Snooker. There's no CH there. It's S-N-U-K-A.
I got it. Snuka. I said.
You said Snuka.
Try again, Don.
Snuka.
Nope.
It's Snuka. Not Snooker. It's not like
whatever.
Schnook.
It's Snuka. But did I get it right though?
No, you didn't get it right. You offended about the name. His family.
Oh. You got the quote right. But
that's all I'm talking about.
Not today, brother.
And I saw him wrestle live. Did you, Peter?
No.
Oh, there you go.
But I know his name's Superfly Snuka.
Well, sometimes things get... Listen, I've watched every Steven Seagal movie, and I didn't get his name right.
No, you still called him Steven Seagal. Now, You mentioned WWE. You got it right that time. You mentioned WWE.
Steven Seagal.
And the news leaked out today. It's on the dirt sheets, as they say, the wrestling gossip sites. That WWE's first show at the Garden, September 10th. Very excited about this.
Well, are we going to travel far?
Yeah. Well, it's just a regular Friday night show, supposedly. Very important question, guys. When are we getting our ESPN suite back at the Garden?
I would think once things open up, then.
We're almost there, though. Brought up?
But I don't think we had it because I'm not sure that there was like access to suites as far as when things were limited. But if everything's open, then why wouldn't our suite be open?
Well, I'll tell you who's open. Fans of the New York Islanders. Let's hear the final call. The game winner in OT. Chris King on the call on 98.7 ESPN.
Bailey couldn't hold his own. Turnover in tight. Quick shot. They score!
You know what that clip sounds like, Michael?
I don't know.
Oh, no, here, I got it. No, here's what it sounds like. It sounds like at the beginning of the clip, he's in front of the microphone. And when everything happens, he starts yelling, and like a bad guy comes in and starts dragging him away from the microphone by his feet.
He puts it down!
And you're just hearing him scream in the distance from the microphone.
Now, I have to wonder this, Don. Now, you've been in these arenas that get very loud and that obnoxious horn. Is that just a bad mix? Because you couldn't hear him. Couldn't hear anything that he said.
Is it that loud, Don?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
There's probably a great call that he wants to save forever, and you can't hear a word that he says.
Chris, we were talking about this earlier. He's everything Islanders. He was an analyst for them for the longest time. He is Mr. Long Island. He does Long Island Duck games, and he's a huge fan, and he is a tremendous guy. But he's got a little bit of a high pitch. I just think it just got so high pitch you couldn't hear him.
He went full Griff. Now
can I do one thing, though, Peter?
Please.
Tomorrow's Game 7.
Go ahead.
Is right here on this station.
That's right.
It's the only place you could hear it on 98.7 ESPN. Right here to hear the stylings of Chris King. Right on this station. Don's going to have a pregame show. It's going to be glorious. Please. And if they go to the Stanley Cup, right here on this station. Right here. Right
I know.
Now.
You want to hear, honestly, what's better than hearing the local radio call of what we were talking about earlier, Don, the true mid-market team of this area, you know? That's a real home team we got out there. And you can hear the call right here tomorrow night. Let's hear from the Piero, Anthony Bevilier, on how great the Coliseum was.
It feels amazing, to be honest. I mean, that building coming in overtime was smelling like cigarettes, and now it smells like beers. I mean, that place was going crazy. So, I mean, everyone's happy we're going back to Tampa, and obviously huge, huge effort from our team today.
It's funny you mentioned cigarettes, because my lasting memory of, like, going to Tampa, Peter, in the, like, 2004 Stanley Cup final, you might see this in wrestling, there's certain arenas, they still might exist, where they actually would have, like, smoking sections, like, in the concourse, like they used to have at the airport, like a glass room where you were allowed to smoke.
Wait. I don't know if they changed it, but up until right now, I don't ask how I know this or why I would care about it. But the Coliseum, up until the last time I went there, had doors where you could go outside and smoke, and there was a bar out there.
Right, and that's why he's talking about the smell of cigarettes, because it lofts back into the arena. And I remember thinking in Tampa when I would go there, same thing. Like, they put you in these little area, but yet the doors open and all the smoke comes into the building.
I got to tell you, I got to Tampa the other day, and that place is something. There is always something going on in Tampa, guys. The second you set foot downtown, say what you will about it, the people are partying. I went and got myself I've told this story now twice, but why not tell it a third time? I went and got myself some delicious chicken wings, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
I have a new tradition I started last year, which is, since many white people like myself really only got to be aware of Juneteenth recently. My new tradition is I make sure I support black business always on Juneteenth, right? So I looked up black-owned restaurants in Tampa. Found a place called the Black Chef Eatery.
That kind of takes a mystery out of it.
I probably didn't even need to look it up.
Right.
Went down to the Black Chef Eatery. It's like a little takeout joint. They have their own sauce called Yuppie Sauce. It's sort of like a hot honey.
Okay.
That's kind of the wing they're doing. I make sure I say to the lady, because I'm going to be in my hotel, I'm like, did you give me utensils? She said, yep. I'll spare the part about how I tried to eat one of these wings in my rental car, got sticky sauce everywhere, and had to wash my hands with a Diet Coke. I'll skip that part.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, that is what happened. Have you ever taken a Diet Coke and rinsed your hands with it because you had no other options and you couldn't touch the steering wheel? So I survived that. I make it back to my room. First quarter of Game 7 of the Nets, Bucks, open up the Yuppie Wings, so excited, got a side of potato salad.
Of course.
No utensils.
Why do you need utensils for wings? I don't quite get that.
Well, just explain to you why.
Why?
Thank you.
Why?
Don.
He's not in the car anymore.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, because there's so much sauce, it's a mess.
No, and I said something else. Neither of you listened to me. A side of potato salad. I said a side of potato salad.
That I get. Although you could guzzle that right
out
of the container.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Do you think I, A, threw out the potato salad and said, screw it?
Well, he puts it down!
Do you think
you put
I...
put it down your throat. You held it up like a soda.
No.
You just, like, shoveled it into your gullet.
Don, you want to take the guess how I did it?
Here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would try to fashion some sort of a fork or some sort of utensil out of the bones of the wings.
Oh, wow. See, I was going to go a different route. See if you like this, Don. You go in, let's say he's staying in a Hyatt, okay?
Right.
They've got beautiful pens there.
It was the airport Marriott.
Pens.
Go ahead.
All right, so you take those pens, you go into the bathroom, put the water really hot in the sink, disinfect them, and then use them like chopsticks.
You know what? I got to tell you, that's genius. I didn't think of it, but Don is correct. I took the chicken wings and sort of mushed the – and then at a certain point, because my hands were already covered in sticky sauce anyway,
right?
I just went straight two fingers into the potato salad. Just
now, at what point in this dining experience did you start to think hobo?
Well, I think around the time my fingers were halfway into the potato salad. That's how I felt. But I'll tell you what, shout out to the Black Chef Eatery. What a delicious wing.
I just picture you after that getting a long stick and then have all of your belongings in like a little pack at the end of the stick and
like
it down the street.
Yeah, you mean
like
on
Tom
a TV
Sawyer.
Show?
Yeah, like a thank you, Don. Like a Tom Sawyer.
Was that a full snort?
It's days like this where I'm serious. You don't even have to pay me. I'm having so much fun.
All right. Well, you
call
by the way,
Chuckleberry Finn, too. It'd be great.
Don't say that too loud, Don. They'll actually take you up on it. Let's.
No, I got a contract.
Let's hear the play-by-play last night from Michael.
Can we
Kay.
Actually hear this? Can we hear it, or is it?
Yeah,
is
I
it
hope
mixed
so. This
properly?
Is the. This is the big Gary Sanchez.
Oh, it's a great call. Let's listen.
Here we go.
That one is drilled to left field. High enough. See ya. Tie game. 5-5. A huge home run for Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
Nailed beautiful. It. Beautiful call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, 1-2 pitch. I thought there was one out. He's down 1-2. You're thinking they're going to lose the game, Michael.
Right. In the old days, he's striking out on a fastball.
The old days.
In the dirt. The old days.
The old days being a month ago.
That's right. These are not the old days. These are the new days, Peter.
Boone
Bring
spoke
back
about
the old days.
No, no. If you did, he would have struck out there.
He puts it down.
Yeah, put it down into the seats and left.
First 2 months of the 2021 season, he was hitting 190 in April, 213 in May.
Climbing.
Also, 2020 batted 147.
Not good.
And now, over the last month or so, Michael, he's been out of control. According to Aaron Boone, Gary's been through so much at this level. He's experienced a lot, ups and downs, tremendous expectations, being this lightning rod. I've just got to say, so proud of what he's done over the last 4 to 6 weeks as far as, and I've talked to about this on here, when he lost playing time, we had conversations about that. That wasn't easy. Obviously, going through what he did last year and not starting certain games in the playoffs and then losing some time this year. He is.
You know
really
what he said today before the game?
Hmm.
Oh, it was after yesterday's game. Hmm. It was beautiful because it was just – it was nice enough, but it had an edge to it. He said, it's great that Yankee fans are cheering for me. I really like hearing that. It'd be nice to hear them cheer when I wasn't doing well, too.
Okay, I'll play along.
He said that?
Oh, yeah, he said it.
I just went straight two fingers into the potato salad.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Michael, who do you think once said the wise words, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore?
I don't know who said
Britton.
That, but it's brilliant.
I think it was Yogi Berra.
That's exactly right. And guess what? Stamps are not a dime anymore either.
Do you know how much they're worth? Because I don't. They don't have the number on anymore.
Well, they cost 55 cents now.
It's a joke.
That'll be the price for the special Yogi Berra stamp issued today by the U.S. Postal Service, honoring the Yankee Hall of Famer, the man of many philosophical musings, a true American icon.
If you're a good investor, right, these are Yogi Berra forever stamps. So if you buy like $1 million worth of this right now, no matter how high they raise the price of an envelope, you put a Yogi Berra stamp on it, it's getting mailed.
That's what the forever means?
That's what forever means. So if you buy a load of them now, the only risk you're taking is that our very well-run postal service actually goes out of business or gets privatized. But if you buy them now, you'll never, ever suffer an increase the rest of your life.
Well, fortunately, we've never had a government that ever, like, worked directly against the Postal Service.
Yeah.
So we should be fine. That is actually really cool, though, and it's smart by the Postal Service, who needs an influx of money.
Right.
So they sell the forever stamps knowing, spend all the money you want, you're probably not going to use them all.
I'm actually going tomorrow to the post office before I come here for the show, $100,000 in stamps.
Yeah.
Because I plan to mail a lot of stuff.
And you're betting that it's going to, you know, the post office is going to survive.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big bet. It's a huge bet. And then if they do, like even Jerry Seinfeld said, what raise it to a dollar? Who knows? I mean, why just do that? If they do raise it to a dollar, then I go to a flea market and I sell these stamps for 80 cents and I make a killing. That's investing, my friends.
You sound like as smart as me and my baseball cards. Really
and
good
I'm
investors.
I'm going to go on the air the next day, Don, when I get them, and I'm going to peel every stamp off and show people.
Now, we got a minute and a half here, so let me hit this, guys. Scottie Pippen said some choice things about Kevin Durant over the last couple days. Said KD, as great as his offense is, it turned out to be his worst enemy because he didn't know how to play team basketball. Kept trying to go punch for punch. Have you ever seen LeBron take a shot like that? He ain't going to take that shot. He's going to be smarter. He's going to force a double. That's what KD wasn't able to do. Of course, he's referring to the end of that Game 7 when he airballed the three. Kevin Durant on Twitter just a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't the great Scottie Pippen refuse to go in the game for the last second shot because he was in his feelings, his coach drew up the play for a better shooter?
Mm-hmm. Now, KD should learn to let it go, but since he won't, that's a good response.
Yeah, Michael has to appreciate that. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday, June 24th.
I'm so glad I joined the show when I did. I got Don riled up.
You were a lightning rod today. You were at your best. You came in, you were like Chris Paul today. That's what's going to happen when Chris Paul plays for Phoenix tonight.
See, I'm going to tell you what, and I don't think management's going to like it, but Don will love it. I think I'm more of a late-inning reliever, maybe a two-hour guy.
All right.
Pop on the air at 4:30 and then let it roll. Let it rip.
103 miles an hour every pitch.
Yeah, every pitch. Don't save anything. Because in 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, maybe I'm saving something for later. Now I'm just throwing hard.
Good for you. Great job. Great performance.
The big fella coming up in just a moment. See everybody. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. We'll be here.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.